grits as close as I've come to mushing. Grits,
yeah. Did you ever have something like grits? Maybe, except there were whole grains of
like
corn.
Like hominy grits. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I can't stand it.
Can't stand hominy.
No.
I don't like hominy as well as I do grits.
I don't, because you like grits.
Yeah.
Yes, you do too.
Did you, something like grits, that small white grains that you sometimes have with roast or chicken? Maybe they like this. It's a staple food of China and Japan.
I don't know. Maybe you said it was steak or
the staple food of China and Japan. Once you, the kind of little white vegetable you eat over there.
Potatoes.
Well, this is little white grains. Looks kind of like grits. Or you, see, your Uncle Ben's has it. And
rice.
Mm-hmm. You know that I've heard that in Hawaii and in Japan, that if you go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, you don't get potatoes with your chicken, but rice.
Is that
right? So many Orientals there.
Oh,
that's a staple food.
My boys would love it. Oh, they eat rice like Chinamen. I'm telling you.
A while ago I asked you about names for like cheap wines. You have names for like whiskey or stuff that's made and brought in illegally, you know? Stuff that's made at homemade stuff. Is it
right,
a special name?
Homebrew.
Would you ever, is that the same thing as moonshine?
I would imagine it probably is.
Me either, I'm not drunk either.
I don't drink it when it's legal. So.
Yeah. Definitely don't take the illegal stuff.
I'm trying to go to dances and I tell my husband I'll take a bourbon and coke. Mm-hmm. And this much coke and that much bourbon. Oh boy.
Oh, let's see. When something's cooking, it makes a good impression on your nostrils. You might say to someone, just
smells good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier that sometimes you had pancakes and so forth for breakfast. What would you usually put over pancakes?
Salad.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you might put over?
Jelly.
Mm-hmm.
If I had no other choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, do you ever use molasses here in the South? Right?
They do use it, but I don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between the two?
I think molasses is thicker
mm-hmm.
and darker.
Mm-hmm.
And syrup is thick, but it's not as thick as
mm-hmm.
molasses.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, comparing the two, it's lighter.
Mm-hmm.
It can be lighter.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Now, someone say has on a belt, a leather belt, he'll say, this is an imitation leather, it's
genuine.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Before sugar was sold retail, you know, put in packages, so wholesale it was sold how, maybe would you say? If you
in bags?
Mm-hmm. And let's see. On the table, what would you have to season food with? You might have
salt.
Mm-hmm. And instead of the bowl of fruit on the table, or maybe say peaches and apples, somebody offers you a peach, you'll say, no, I don't want a peach.
Give me an apple.
Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't one of these boys, it must have been one of
those.
Mm-hmm. And say you're pointing to a tree. Well, you might say, or point at something well, you might say, it's
that.
Mm-hmm. Or over.
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear over.
Mm-hmm. And you might tell one of your children, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Say somebody says something to you and you don't hear what he says. Then you would say, what would you say to him to make him repeat it?
I'll do it. I didn't hear you repeating.
And is he need changing?
Well, he needs changing, but I mean, I'm not in a rush to do it.
I'd take the table. Now,
you might say that there are men who are rich and men who are poor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a lot of fruit trees and you have a white
orchard.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What are some of the kind of fruit that are growing in Alabama?
Oh, peaches and pears and figs and plums and oranges, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure about apples, but I think that too.
Remember what kind of tree George Washington chopped down?
Oh, cherries. Cherry.
That's not, is that grown in Alabama?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's quite prevalent in Washington, though. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the peach. What do you call the inside of a peach?
The core?
Mm-hmm.
The seed?
The seed. Now, they're basically...